Thank you, Brother Rai. Dear brethren, to begin my talk, I would like to consider a simple question. Would we like our Lord Jesus to come to our place as a guest? Would we want to attain a wonderful privilege of the Lord Jesus staying in our house? It sounds almost unbelievable that the Son of God, the Savior of the world, could stay under our roof, where we could sit with him at one table and offer him a cup of water. The most popular place where Jesus liked to return was the house in Bethany, in the hospitable home of Lazarus, Mary and Martha. He could quietly rest and enjoy their company. But there was also another place to which Jesus came. The thoughts we will consider now are connected with this place, and we will have titled them, "I Must Stay at Your Place Today." These words can be found in Gospel of Luke in 19th chapter, where we have a description of the kind hospitality extended to our Lord. Going up in the direction of Jerusalem, Jesus walked through Jericho. Some tried to get a look of Jesus, others who are afflicted by illnesses touch the hem of his garment. But even in this atmosphere, one thing did not escape his notice: the strange behavior of man named Zacchaeus, the tax collector. Without the slightest hesitation, Zacchaeus climbed up a forest fig tree. The crowd murmured among themselves, "Does this man have too few privileges? Does he really want to be noticed by the prophet?" But strangely enough, the Nazarene said something to him. The astonishment of the crowd exceeded all limits when the prophet followed the footsteps of Zacchaeus and stayed at his home. The crowd was astonishment at this situation, asking, "Are there not people among us from a priestly family? Are there not people among us, Israel, among us learn in the scripture that Jesus must be hosted by the tax collector?" But when the news spread that Zacchaeus had promised to share his fortune with those who had harm, the people did not understand the sudden change in his disposition. What happened to this sinful man? To understand this even, let us try to learn more about the place where Zacchaeus, this man, lived and worked in Jericho. It was a prosperous city located in the Jordan Valley. And these conditions resulted in a tropical climate with a small amount of rainfall. Date palms, banana trees were supplied with the water from the spring which nourished this oasis. The other reason for the prosperity of Jericho was due to its location on the road between Jerusalem and Galilee. Pilgrims travel from Galilee to Jerusalem, not wanting to go through the fields of pagan Samaria, used to pass across Jericho instead. Thousands of pilgrims travel this road, which is why the tax collectors did very well in this wealthy city. Zacchaeus was a person with a real sense of duty. He was not only an ordinary tax collector, but he was also in charge of other collectors. Being directly employed by the Romans, he himself employed other collectors. His work consisted not only of the collections of taxes, but also calculating the taxes, the rate of tax. Because of this position, Zacchaeus often abused his power. Tax collectors in Israel were considered of low reputation, in whom people lacked confidence and who were engaged in immoral financial conduct. They were even considered traitors to the nation who cooperated with Rome. Those from a higher class or jury never performed the work of tax collector. Let us look at sycamore tree, also known as the forest fig. The tree is abounded around the Mediterranean. The forest fig grows about 20 meters tall and has a powerful trunk in the shape of a pear. The tree is very efficient because it can produce about a ton of figs. It was called the queen of trees by the people of those times. However, despite the big harvest it produces, its fruit is distasteful and difficult to digest for humans. It is relatively easy for us to read about Zacchaeus, to learn his honest desires to see and to stay close to our Lord. As well known official, wealthy, probably dressed in rich robes, he rushed among the dust and crowds like a teenager. Did Zacchaeus not stop and think for a moment what would be better option? Climb the tree and see Jesus, be laughed by the crowd and later suffer the consequences? Or rather continue to lead a comfortable life and not expose himself? But Zacchaeus had heard that Jesus was different from the Pharisees, that he tolerates sinners, that he seeks sick and the weak. He talked with them and he forgave their sins. Not only this, but he heard that Jesus sat at the table with the tax collectors, was hosted in their houses. We read it from Gospel of Matthew. And it came to pass, and he sat at the meat in the house. Behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with Jesus and disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto the disciples, "Why eateth your teacher with the publicans and sinners?" Maybe news like this had reached Zacchaeus years much earlier. Now, knowing this, he was ready to submit to mockery just to see the man who had a warm heart, even to tax collectors like him. The power of the Spirit directed our Lord to the figure in the tree and provided him with the man's his name. From the lips of Jesus came the name and the polite command. "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." Were his Jewish neighbors pleased to see what was happening? Jesus, a holy man, regarded as a prophet, should know who Zacchaeus was and into what kind of person house he was going. The Jews thought and spoke in the following way. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner?" If the Lord had decided to visit the house of a Pharisee or a priest, this would certainly have been met with the approval and satisfaction of the crowd. How many times our Lord accused of being too close with the people who were not clean and sinners? We remember the evening when the sinful woman poured out the expensive oil, wiping the feet of the Lord with her hair. The reaction in this situation was similar. They said, "If he only knew who this woman was." Zacchaeus' neighbors received a double surprise. The first surprise was when they saw him on the tree. But the second surprise was even greater. When the unbelievable words reached their ears, him publicly confessing his sin. We read, "But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, 'Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possession to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount.'" He admitted that he did not always act correctly, honestly, and that he deceived many. It is easy for us to accept this statement from the sinful tax collector. But let us put ourselves in his position. Could we, before witnesses, say, "I cheated, I sinned," and someone was hurt for this reason? Could we show the same courage and honesty as Zacchaeus? We don't know how close Zacchaeus was with the provision of the law. Based on his background, we can conclude that he was not interested in exploring the complexity of the law. According to the books of the law, a person who committed an offense like Zacchaeus, who had charged inflated amount of tax, should do three things: confess his guilt, return money unfairly collected, add to that amount 1/5 or 20%. Did Zacchaeus comply with these rules? It turns out he did complain and went above what was required. Instead of 20%, he offered compensation of 400%. In addition, for those who were not at fault, he offered half of his estate. He exceeded the requirement of the law. We feel that his offer was spontaneous and coming from the depths of his heart. Zacchaeus skipped from the era of the law covenant, the raw law, to a new era of brotherly love. He not only confessed his crimes, but went beyond and promised recompense. For this reason, we are not surprised by the words of Jesus: "Today, salvation has come to this house." The Lord made this statement partly based on Zacchaeus' behavior, but mostly based on what the Lord saw inside of him. Zacchaeus and his household became instrumental to the fact that the news of the kingdom was supposed to be addressed to the Jews at this time. This Jewish house, these hands of wheat were harvested. This was the purpose of Lord's activity at this time. The forest fig in this story especially interested us. We can ask whether Zacchaeus could not have chosen a different tree. Jericho was a city of palm trees. Would he not have had a better view of passing Jesus from a tall palm tree? However, along the route that Jesus took, Zacchaeus found a wild fig tree bearing sour fruit. The inclusion of this detail cannot be insignificant. We know that Zacchaeus' position was obedient to Roman authority. He profited from the Romans, who paid him for his work. The fact that Zacchaeus found himself under the influence and protection of Rome, we have shown by Zacchaeus climbing the forest fig. So this wild fig represents the political, economic and military system of pagan Rome. The power of Rome was pictured by the forest fig. The fact that Zacchaeus climbed up this tree, not another, confirmed that he indeed remained under protection of the forest fig and benefited. The sycamore tree bore difficult to digest fruit. Zacchaeus participated in consuming these fruits. He benefited from the fruit that were provided by Rome, using them to fool and abuse his power. He fitted himself with this sour fruit to his heart's content. Did this bring him satisfaction and blessing? Did he feel good among his fellow Jews? Did other Jews trust him? These fruits of Rome caused discomfort in his stomach. Because of them, he was spiritually sick. Zacchaeus was rich, but the state of his inner man was very miserable and poor. Let us try to look at opposite picture. It will be a picture of the man who found himself under the influence of the true fig. We know very well the story of Philip and Nathanael. In contrast with Zacchaeus, Nathanael was a passionate Israelite, law-abiding, and a real descendant of Abraham, a true Israelite, as he was described by Jesus. Nathanael also considered himself to be one of these. We read what he expressed about Jesus. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Nazareth, located in Galilee, was not considered to be a purely Jewish city. Galilee, due to large influence of surrounding pagan nations, was treated with contempt by clean Jews like Nathanael. Nathanael sat under a true fig tree and not a forest tree. The Lord noticed him with his spiritual sight. This sitting under the fig tree could be understood in two ways. First, he was physically resting his body and he was protecting himself from the heat under its shade, and he was eating its sweet fruit. And second, before all else, it means that he felt like a true Israelite. He benefited from the blessing of those chosen nations. This is what the Lord primarily had in mind saying a true Israelite from under the fig tree. Where did the Lord see him? Certainly not on the top of the wild tree like Zacchaeus. Nathanael was surely not a tax collector and did not work for the Romans. We have two opposing characters, Zacchaeus and Nathanael, two different types of fig trees, one wild and other true, which supported these two different people. The first word of the Lord to Zacchaeus were this: Zacchaeus, come down quickly. It was not right for him to lie in the branches of the rival kingdom, showing obedience to Caesar. He should be obedient to the master now and let the master stay with him. We notice that the Lord did not speak with any anymore and did not bless him until Zacchaeus came down from the tree. The Lord only spoke a single sentence to Zacchaeus when he was in the tree. Get down, but get down quickly. I want to come to your house. There were reasons why Jesus urged him to make a rapid descent. Our Lord was in a hurry. The same day, he still had to travel 27 kilometers more to reach Jerusalem. The Lord did not return to Jericho after this, and he had died within several days. For Zacchaeus, this was the decision moment to come down from the tree and to host the Lord or not. Ignore this opportunity that would not occur again. Come down quickly, Zacchaeus. This physical descent from the white tree, we believe, reflected his change in attitude. He cut himself off from the wild fig and left behind the benefits of the Roman Empire. The Gospel age does not tell us that, the Gospel doesn't tell us that Zacchaeus quit being a tax collector. But we believe that this happened, that what was shown in a symbolic manner, that is, the descent from the white fig tree, had an equivalent in reality. He got rid of his corrupt income. The white fig tree not give him shelter anymore, and he had no longer benefited from its fruits. But at the same time, he did not feel sick from eating the sour fruit as before. When the time came for him to talk with the Lord, he received Jesus' acceptance and assurance. This day of salvation came to this house. The Lord means that the salvation had came to that house at that time. But in reality, his family members were not safe on that day. Pastor Russell explains this to us in Ripley's article 3849. We read, salvation came to this house, not in complete sense, for that, as the apostle says, is to be brought unto us at this revelation, the second coming of our Lord and Savior. But salvation came to him in the sense that his heart was turned from the sin and selfishness toward God and righteousness. Zacchaeus, that day under the Lord's favor and blessings and instruction and his own cooperation in the same, in the turning over of a new leaf and becoming a follower of the teaching of Jesus. If we look at Nathaniel, he did not have to climb down from the forest fig tree. He did not benefit from the fruit that was provided by Rome. He enjoyed the fruit that was provided by the true fig tree. He had the law, the prophets, and the promises. Zacchaeus and Nathaniel, two Jews, were called by the Lord, but the Lord called them from two different places, from two different victories. Dear brethren, when we read the two last verses concluding Zacchaeus' story, especially verse 10, there are two very notable words, seek and save, we read. For the Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost. Our Lord was seeking to reach the heart of Zacchaeus when he offered to be guest of that despised and much hated man. The Lord's gracious offer expressed with a tone and manner of kind gentleman seemed at once to win Zacchaeus' heart. Let us imitate our Master's loving care in seeking hearts with a longing desire for righteousness. And let us try to be always ready to encourage and assist them in the same way that our Lord assisted Zacchaeus. Amen.